now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Good evening.
Watch out. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I am 138. I am 138. I am 138, sadly.
How's it feel?
I mustn't grumble. It's like, yeah, racing towards 40, I call it.
Nice.
They say life begins at 40.
On the fast track.
I'll be honest with you, I've already had a pretty good time.
So imagine what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I am fast tracking to 40 as well. If there was ever someone who was guilty of trying to prematurely age, it was me. Every single thing that you can do that's bad for you, I love. Can't be good.
Like cracking coffee, by the way.
It's all right, isn't it? The thing is, nice. I'm good at stuff.
Yeah,
that's bad for me.
Right, coffee's not that bad, though, is it? No, it's a little bit bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cocaine in a cup.
Oh, is it? That's why it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You just feel confident and alive. Just gave the secret away on air.
Yeah.
Damn fine coffee.
It's not really cocaine in a cup.
Okay.
Smack in a mug.
Hey.
Loads of good stuff on this week's show. Another chance to win the Hollywood Suicide T-shirt. We'll give another go because we gave him a fortnight. So
yeah.
If you were listening last week, we've got a new feature this week, and we've got the return, the much maligned return of an old feature. Okay. Haven't had a word of the week for a while though.
No.
Maybe that's because I've been uninspired. Or maybe that's because no one's been emailing me their words of the week.
Could be.
If you have an idea of a word or a phrase that's local to your area, that's when they're good.
Yeah.
Either one you've made up or one that's local to your area, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email word of the week. If you heard that when I'm belching.
Word of the week,
yeah. We've got some cracking stuff this week, man. Well, my poker went all right.
Yeah?
And my online Facebook stuff, still losing heavily. Since I've learned how to play, I've been rubbish.
Yeah.
Ignorance
you've been up
is
and down.
Bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
While I didn't know what I was doing...
470,000.
Flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, fast tracking.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, without knowing what I was doing as well, I did go down to 30 in one night.
Yeah.
And then once I learned how to play it a bit, things got a little bit more interesting. First song of the night, it's another Captain Oi classic, man. I am revisiting all the CDs that Captain Oi sent me 2 years ago.
Nice.
As we wait for the new ones to come through. Because basically, they'd lost our address. I mean, we had moved around a couple of times.
Yeah.
We'd moved from the Punky Bunker. Well, we'd moved from...
The station that shan't be named.
The station that shan't be named to the Punky Bunker. And then we were just in the Punky Treehouse, and then in the Punky Treehouse, but I'm in the Highwayman's Lodge, so fair enough, they've got an excuse.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, All you've got to do is open the window in any part of the UK and say, "You seen Paulie B?" Someone goes, "Yeah, I'll be seeing him later." Guitar Gangsters. The band I thought we were playing last week, yeah.
That's been a week.
This is from an album called Let 'em Have It. You're going to like this tone. It's slightly more melodic.
Right.
Traditional punk.
Okay, cool.
Right, and look, they're sharp lads.
Mm.
Well dressed, like them.
Nice suits.
Yeah. This song is about me. What I want to know is, what is the website of their record label?
CaptainOi.com.
It is. Ooh, lovely. It is. It's CaptainOi.com. This song's about me. This is To Be a God.
I guess nobody else would want your job. Ruin the world with an iron rod. 200 lives just got wasted. So much grief you can almost taste it. Another world leader sits out of his skin. Surely your face is wearing thin. All that love and devotion. Rivers of blood run to the ocean. To be a god,
hell it must be tough.
To be a god, ruling the world with an iron rod.
Hell it must be tough.
To be a god, a tidal wave here, an earthquake there, a little disease just to show you care. Keep us in line, keep us all guessing.
reason and teach us a lesson. So many rights and so many wrongs. How do you decide whose side you're on? Is it all an act? Is it all a game? Somebody's shoes gotta take the blame.
It must be tough
to be a god.
It must be tough
to be a god. Give us a sign with a lightning rod.
It must be tough
to be a god. Decide whose life is there.
It must be tough
to be a god.
It must be tough
to be a god. Living the world with an iron rod.
It must be tough
to be a god.
It must be tough
to be a god.
It must be tough
to be a god. Give us a sign with a lightning rod.
It must be tough
to be a god.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you, Tone. It is.
Is it?
Yeah. Very tough.
That's good to know.
I had a power nap.
At least it's accurate. You did have a power nap.
I had a power nap before this show. We're making it rather later than usual.
I checked you were still breathing, but you know that's fine.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Sadly, I was. I just dropped off. I started having this dream about my ex-wife. Yeah. And going round to her house with her mum and dad and Martin O'Neill, Aston Villa manager. And just talk to Martin. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Me neither.
That was a bit bad of religion-y, that kind of feel.
What, my dream?
It. No, the song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A bit like Bad Religion, that kind of.
All right, yeah, cool. Yeah, nice. It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, Guitar Gangsters. That album is available through Captain Oi. Do visit the website, captainoi.com. Right, mate, I've been waiting a long time to say this, but well, this is the Dead Sixties. I haven't been waiting a long time to say that. The Dead Sixties, when they were brilliant. And it's time for Poetry Corner.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
See if you can guess who sent this in.
Okay.
Hi, Paula.
Graham.
Yeah.
I've caught up with all the shows I missed over Christmas and New Year, and I'm now smack bang up to date. You keep pleading for content for Poetry Corner and said something along the lines of even accepting limericks. God, you must be desperate. So don't say you didn't ask for it. After working all day pretty hard, William Shakespeare found his evening mad when he walked in the pub for a pint and some grub. And the landlord said, Shakespeare, you're bad. Take care. Ah, Graham.
Very nice.
Very nice. Thank you. I said, yeah, I'll even take a limerick, anything. That is a nice one. Thank you very much. Had a bit of culture in it, like that.
Yeah.
If you've got a poem, and let's face it, we'll read any out.
Yeah.
If you've got a poem,
we're desperate for culture.
Please do send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner. It'll get on. It'll get on.
No doubt.
This isn't air out my shorts.
No, it's not.
It's not a case of sifting through what comes in and clearly deciding what's the shittest.
Yeah.
No, this is just like, send it in, we'll do it. Basically. We've had some crackers.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had some absolute
Amber's
shite
was fantastic
as well.
That time.
Amber's was a stick out great one.
It's still on the MySpace page, I think, when we read it out.
If you haven't heard it before, why not check out myspace.com/punkyradio?
Yeah.
Now, Tony.
Yes.
I also had this email through this week from a lad called Liam.
Right.
Right. Goopa Goopa. Clearly a local. Finally got back into listening to the show. It's better than I remember. It's fucking funny. I got a suggestion you could use, /ignore, to put into the show. You could have a comedy corner where people send you their jokes and things, and you could also add a few of your own. Laugh out loud. If there's any quite good ones, you could steal them too.
Good idea.
All great ideas, Liam, from now on, as well as poetry. But I don't think we should call it Comedy Corner.
Right.
Because we've got a Poetry Corner.
Yeah.
What should we call the comedy thing? Come on, Tone, it's time to use your imagination.
Well, Comedy Central's gone. Can't use that.
Yeah. What about Comedy Outskirts?
Okay. Yeah.
Comedy Outskirts, Comedy Suburbs?
Yeah. Suburbs.
Comedy Suburbs. Because that's better than Comedy Central, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
From now on, the new feature is called Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, send it to Poetry Corner. If you have a joke or something like it, just a funny story or whatever, Comedy Suburbs to poorlybe@punkyradio.com, because I can't trust you with this sort of thing, Tony.
No, you can't trust me.
And what would be nice would be if we could do Poetry Corner one week.
Yeah.
And Comedy Suburbs the next.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? It'd be a nice little touchette to the new dichotomy of show we've got going here. Oh, no
two
words.
Two different beds each week. We're alternating.
We
That's
are.
What we're doing.
We're like a battery.
Yeah. Full of charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slightly acid.
You wouldn't want to put it on your tongue.
I was going to say, it's recommended you don't lick us. Great minds. Right, Tone, have you got some podcasts, Ali?
I have. Thank you so far for all your votes this month. Still always need more, so please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish. Of course, we read out the best comments. We read out all the comments, actually.
It doesn't matter what you write, it'll get read out. It's what? Rather like Poetry Corner in many respects.
Yeah. Here they are. Especially for you.
Especially for you.
Do I get a price of voting then? Doesn't
yes.
matter.
Yes, you do.
Because you wouldn't fucking post it out anyways, douchebags. Lots of loves, Fat Boy. P.S. Best band was anything but Bloody Duran Duran. How rude.
Yeah, but he's entitled to his own opinion.
This is true.
He's got a point on a punk show.
Yeah. Great show, great
yes,
music,
I agree.
Great people. What more
Wonderful.
Can I say?
You can say, here's 10 quid, Paul.
That's true. That's from Liam.
Oh, fair enough. That's Liam.
This guy sent me a MySpace message saying, hello. And after a couple of messages figuring out who he was, I says, have you voted for us? No. Vote for us then. And sent him the link, and he did. So
fair
thank
enough.
You for that, Liam.
Well done, Liam.
Although I think that was probably in January, so if you can vote again, that'd be great.
And he's now writing for us.
Okay. I can't find my badger.
Oh dear.
That's some Lomba Troop.
Lomba Troop.
Lomba Troop.
Lomba Troop.
Funky Punky.
Funky Punky.
Oh, I love Punky Radio.
So do I.
Been a convert for about 2 years now.
Been a what?
Convert.
Oh, convert.
Not convict. It's not Lord Raylock. I was a tad plastered when I listened to the last show.
I was a tad
plastered. Wow. It was like I finally understood what Tony was saying.
Yeah, you must have been hammered.
Keep up the good work, boys. Werner, poo shirt.
Wearing a poo shirt.
Wearing a poo shirt.
Wearing a poo shirt. Our second favourite South African.
Ah, cool.
Because everyone's got to have a second favourite South African.
That's right.
Obviously, Jay Bones is favourite. But wearing a poo shirt is second. If only for the name, really.
Yeah. Praise the gods. Or the
yes,
single one.
Praise me.
Or fewer that we believe in. Punky is not just awesome, as in they are not some
awesome.
Of awe. They are awful, as in full of awe. Oh wait, never mind. I'm the one in awe.
Because
that radio show is great for everyone,
it is,
young
it?
And old, and even dead or unborn.
Crikey.
Keep it going, guys.
All encompassing.
If you make it, we will listen.
Punky's omnipresent.
Thanks. From your supporter, Emerson Apathy.
Thank you, Emerson Apathy.
That's a very well written comment.
What was the name? Sorry, Emma is in Apathy.
Emerson. Apathy.
Emerson Apathy.
Yeah.
Emma's in Apathy.
Oh. Nice.
Mustafa Leek. Do vote for us.
Yeah,
it helps.
Vote for us.
It helps.
We were spammed. You're helping us out.
Well, that was quick, Tone. It's time for the next song.
Thank you very much.
This band, I can't remember who found who. I think they put in a friend request for us to myspace.com/punkyradio.
Right.
And every band that puts a friend request in, I have a listen on their page, and if I like them, send them a thing saying, will you send a CD?
Yeah.
And liked them, said, will you send a CD? By return of post from fucking America, mate. No messing about. Straight in the post.
Nice one.
Brilliant. I like that. That is how to do it. It's very nicely packaged. Well, the lead singer is.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah, and but the yeah, look, there's a picture of her bum.
Tidy.
Yeah, and they're called a Broke Heart Pro, or rather, she is basically a Broke Heart Pro.
Okay.
And the album is called The Kitten Next Door.
Nice.
Let's hope it's her. And fabulous sort of rockabilly with country with a bit of a punk twinge, I suppose. I suppose you're going for that. Quite atmospheric. Good driving music. Cool. In there with the Defectors as a permanent resident in my car now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're playing track two called it's called You Don't Know.
Right.
But Tony, yeah. At the moment you don't know their MySpace page.
No.
What I'd like to know is, what is the MySpace page for A Broke Heart Pro?
MySpace.com/A Broke Heart Pro.
It is. It's Tony T, Paulie B and the Internet Nil, and this is You Don't Know.
Thank you.
world there. You don't know.
Don't.
Now, I wonder whether a Broke Heart pro would like to meet me for a beer in LA. They're from LA, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wonder. Might send a message.
Nice.
Saying, do you want to buy me a few beers while I'm stateside? This is the cemetery service, of course. Jeff Uglyshoes won't buy me any beers. He can't get the change out of his pocket while he's knackered hand.
No. Oh, poor Jeff.
Poor old Jeff. But you need to meet him.
I do.
He's one of the most fabulous men on the planet, basically.
Have to go. I mean, still might be able to get over this year, later this year.
Yeah, but he's not on Facebook yet, of course. However, a lot of our friends are.
Nice.
When they add me, you know, just links, man. When they add me, if I remember or I've thought of something at the time, in the Met Randomly section on Facebook, I do a little Met Randomly about how we met that obviously isn't how we met.
Yeah.
It's made up. Right? And we've got another five this week. First up, Catherine Routledge, who is Alana Nodden.
Yeah, huh?
I believe. Now, obviously, she knows us through Punky, but do you know how we met?
No, how did you meet?
We met randomly. Catherine declared war on my village with her evil cohort, Tony, but it was a secret war that the American government never admitted to. After my village defeated them, they turned their attention to the Contras. Open brackets is from her. Tony and I are now planning a surprise attack on Chateau Twat. Paul is indisposed and in the crapper. Close brackets. Now, Kevin Shepherd is a stand-up comic of fine repute.
Uh-huh.
And I really know him off the circuit, but do you know how we met?
No, how did you meet?
We met randomly. Kevin and his mates were hanging around the stable when I was born. Three fellas in posh clothes barged past him and there was a bit of a scene, bloody tourists. Kevin Shepherd, see what he did. Claire Shrigley. I'll be honest with you, I've got absolutely no idea who Claire Shrigley is.
No.
Right. But I added her when I first went on Facebook.
Right.
Because she was in the Nottingham network and she was fucking tasty. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Claire and I are both collapsed stars. We fit very neatly into your boot. But it's a two-man job to get us out again. I was quite pleased with that one. Mahara Sinclair.
Okay.
A random element.
Yep.
In the world of Scrabulous. The oh-so-controversial Scrabulous, right? I challenged her to a game when I was in the thick of Scrabble.
Yeah.
And I was just challenging random women, basically. I challenged her, and she thrashed me.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it my life's work to beat her.
Yeah.
Eventually did. Yeah. But would you know how, like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Mahara's mum and dad made up her name because it scored more points in a round of Scrabble than Susan and didn't waste an S. What a very forward-thinking pair. And she added, very. Alexandra Smith.
Okay.
Was a student in my hall of residence when I was at Nottingham University.
Right.
Came from quite a well-to-do background. Think the Smith. I think it might have been the WH.
Right, no.
Pretty. They had a few quid.
Okay.
And she always had loads of pens. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, we didn't meet randomly.
Okay.
There's another thing on there. You hooked up.
Oh.
We hooked up.
Did you?
And it was in a big barrel of jam. Have it. Tony.
Yes.
I believe you have a twat.
I do have a twat. But if you
praise
have,
the Lord.
If you have a twat to nominate, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. What the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. See if everyone can better this week's. But do email me, because this is the last one I have.
Oh, crikey.
This is from Skid, who emailed me through at the last moment. Thank you very much, Skid. I was just playing poker with him about an hour ago, and he said, well, I've got a twat for you.
He's so not doing
he
that well.
Emailed it. No. He was down to his last 1,000, and apparently...
I know how that feels.
Apparently 6,000 of them was yours.
Yes, he owes me £6,000, yeah.
But anyway...
Actually, that keeps me above 100. I've just thought of that. Oh.
Oh, nice.
I've had... Oh, blimey. Dear. That's 2 weeks in a row.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
The candle's still burning there. Burn it off.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, I have a twat. My mate Roach from Worksop who used to work with me in the pub is a bit of a golem looking fella. Skinniest thing you've ever seen. Funny looking and a self-proclaimed warrior of steel.
I think he moved down to Bracknell.
Did he?
Well, somewhere down that way.
I think he went to university, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
I think.
He went down that way somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Warrior of Steel after a song by ex-Mansfield band Acid Pope. We remember
classic
those.
Band they were as well.
Made a couple of videos of him on YouTube. Search for Worksop Gay Roach. Anyway, being a bit of a geek, he's into his Gods of Metal and LARPing, which is live action role playing.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Where fellow Red Dwarf fans dress up as what looks like characters from Lord of the Rings with full battle armour and plastic weapons and go to pretend battle in muddy fields.
It's in the bag, he's a twat.
Anyway, he sent me a pic last week of his outfit with new added extras, a new club and a leather helmet, on which he has written a warrior's prayer.
What? And a big name badge saying no marks.
Special. He looks so funny, I'm going to have to make a new video.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, imagine said skinny boy in full leather body armour and rubber sword and club, praying to the warrior kings and gods of heavy metal with his helmet on. He wants to look like a warrior, but looks more like a sexual deviant. I think I might get him on pool ball on a gag.
He would worship Christoph, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He would worship Christoph the Almighty, definitely.
It's
and,
funny...
And Uzi.
Uzi.
He'd worship Uzi.
Too right, I think he did. It's funny, it makes me laugh, but I want to call him a twat. And that's basically it.
Fair enough. Absolutely justified.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. So, Roach from, well, used to be from Worksop, maybe,
is a twat. He really is.
That's some skid. Thanks for that skid.
Actually, he's quite a nice bloke.
He is a nice bloke.
But if he's into all that shite, fucking fair enough.
LARPing.
Although we shouldn't say that, what with me being Trafalgar Hastings on Second Life.
This is true.
Not that I've actually ever managed to log in.
Not that we understand it.
I don't know whether that makes me cool or not. The fact that I tried to go on there and couldn't, doesn't that make me even worse? It's all a bit odd, isn't it? You've got to watch out for the German rapist, of course.
Yes. There you go.
I would say that just in general.
Okay.
Watch out for German... If you only learn one thing from this week's show, it's... Beware German rapists.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they rape you in slightly straighter lines. Right. Time for the next song time.
Yeah.
Racing through this week. Mm-hmm. Reverend Beatman.
Nice.
Yeah. Quite possibly one of the weirdest blokes to ever come out of Mittel Europa, as I'm calling it, Central Europe.
Ah.
Mittel Europa, yeah. And this is from the Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash Volume 2.
Right.
Volume 3 is on its way, apparently. We featured a couple of songs from Volume 1. For example, the Jesus Christ Twist, which is a bit of a one. And if I'm not mistaken, Anne Kay bought it.
Did she?
Anne Kay went and bought it, yeah.
She's bought quite a few, hasn't she?
She has. Well, she's bought loads.
Yeah.
She's bought loads. Fair play. I hope lots of our other listeners have as well, because that's why we're doing this show, really. Get the music out there so you buy it. What is Reverend Beatman's MySpace page, Tay?
MySpace.com/Reverend Beatman.
It is. Tony, cool. This is a whitewash. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet Nil.
Yeah.
This is track 7 from Surreal Folk Blues Gospel Trash Volume 2 on the Voodoo Rhythm Records label, website voodoorhythm.com.
Mm-hmm.
And this is... Hey, I've played to be a god. This is I've Got the Devil Inside.
The devil, I got the devil, I got the devil deep inside of me, deep inside of me. Oh, please, baby. Oh, please, baby. Oh, please, baby. Get away from me. Stay away from me.
That is very, very dark.
It is.
He's a dark fella.
Is he?
He's a very dark fella, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Full on. Loves his psychobilly, though. He's cool. Loves his garage, loves his psychobilly, loves his punk. Fair enough.
I
fair
like play to him. Just sounds nice and dirty.
And his son is really cool as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads of photos of him and his son on his MySpace page in various get-ups. And his son is one cool dude. Yeah. Cool. So, Tone,
yeah.
If I understand rightly, you've had a look at GoDaddy this week.
I have, yeah. Maybe. Do you know about it?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay, well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider. And frankly, should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name. Or, if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. With your new domain name, you can create your own email address, which you can access online or at home. You can even set up multiple email accounts so you can give them to your friends and family. All email accounts will have spam and phishing filters along with virus protection. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart content. All this can be done using the GoDaddy site builder tools. If you need further assistance, then GoDaddy's custom design group can even create your website for you.
You're so much better at this than I am in terms of information.
Yeah, not in terms of reading.
I just go, here's a podcast thing, and hope.
Maybe you want your own online shopping store.
Maybe I do.
GoDaddy can help there too.
Brilliant.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
Are they SSLs?
They are.
Brilliant.
Which will protect your customers' details. You can also...
Because I need my Christmas details protecting. What are you talking about?
To say Christmas?
Yeah. What did you mean?
I'm worried about myself. Your customer's details.
Customer.
I'm just thinking ahead to the new year.
I need to protect my Christmas details.
You can never shop too early.
You can't.
Maybe you should buy GoDaddy for Christmas present. Perfect Christmas present, these are. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments.
And protect your Christmas details.
For Christmas, yeah. In addition to all this, GoDaddy can provide you with traffic facts about your website. So you can discover...
Traffic facts?
Traffic facts,
what,
yes.
There's been another accident in the Thirlwall Viaduct?
How many trucks on your website? So you can discover how many people are looking at your site in real time.
Well, surely everybody's always looking.
Always looking.
Yeah, on this show.
And finally, the best news of all. If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2!
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby. Yeah.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice finish. Did you get it off me? Or did you get it off them? I think that they actually put that themselves.
Probably.
I think that's the one line in it they actually said we should do. For all your, what is it, internet and web hosting needs. Yeah,
I'm sure it's one of yours.
Absolutely useless for market gardening.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so Tone, seeing as we're flogging stuff.
Yeah.
I am getting rather pissed off about this whole Nokia 810 thing now.
Right, okay.
I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Because I got it.
Yeah. The long and the short of it is. And it's not just this, you've got it.
Yeah.
You've flaunted it.
I do flaunt it.
You've flaunted it. When I'm around, I bet you don't use it. Except for when I'm there.
No, it's never
been
on.
And then when I'm there, and it comes, you go, oh, Paul, is there? I can't remember the date. Let me just find out on my Nokia 810 internet tablet downloaded calendar. Have you got one of those, Paul?
No.
What I'd really like to do now is have a game of poker while I'm having a poo. Back in a couple of minutes. And then you just nip off, and I'm sat there going, I want a poo and game poker. Can't do both. Yeah. And you're in there, and I hear this, woohoo! Oh. And I just don't know what's happened. I don't know which way round it is. Because it is, it's wireless. It's not a phone.
It is wireless. No,
it's not,
it's
a,
not
phone,
a phone.
But it can be a kind of phone, because you can have Skype on it and that. And it's all, so it's just, well, Gizmo, whatever it's called. And it's a very handy piece of kit, basically. There's lots, isn't there? It's got lots.
Wireless, Bluetooth, little keyboard, big screen, touch screen technology.
Little keyboard, big screen.
Little keyboard.
That's how I remember it.
Full QWERTY.
Full QWERTY. Full QWERTY. Yeah. I don't recommend you buy the Nokia 810 if you're in China.
No.
Massive keyboard, little screen.
Yeah. GPS.
Really?
Yep, sat nav.
Has it got GPO as well?
No, it hasn't.
No general post office?
No.
Shame. Yeah. If it delivered letters, I'd buy one.
It does have email, though.
Oh, it does.
So
it kind of does.
Lit up the new letters.
Yeah. Yeah, and because it's got a full keyboard on it and all that, you can actually send proper ones back rather than the kind of BlackBerry rubbish that's weird stuff. So, yeah, it's cool, basically. Is there anything you've left out about it?
So to buy it...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Go to btpodshow.com/NH10 and use the code PUNKY!RADIO. That's...
PUNKY!RADIO!
For your 15% discount.
15%.
Which is very reasonable.
It's a significant amount because it's not a cheap bit of kit.
No.
It's like Stella Artois, isn't it?
Reassuringly expensive.
Yeah, it's like you know this thing's good.
Yeah.
Because, I suppose, I don't know how much... Is there anything else in the marketplace that actually competes with it?
The only thing I think that's close is the iPhone.
Right,
I think that's really kind of a different thing.
Yeah, so really. No then.
No. No then, yes.
So it's a unique piece of kit. I'll tell you what.
What?
You could Second Life it up to the max on the
train, I bet you could,
I think.
Can imagine that.
Second Life
on the train.
Second Life, why are you having a poo?
Second Life, well, train spotting.
Second Life, Second Wind. It's very nifty. btpodshow.com/N810.
Yep.
N810. Cool. I have got the next track ready.
Cool.
So I'm going to play it. Good. He's looking for a girl.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Mustang Lightning.
Excellent.
That was Stinky Lou and the Goon Map with Lord Bernardo.
Oh,
this
right.
is the second track we played. I'm going to sneeze in a second. Oh, hello.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, bless you.
Crikey. I'm coming down with something, Tone. I'll blame it on lack of sleep.
Yeah.
I wonder why that could be. This is from the album 12 Roots and Boogie Blues Hits by Stinky Lou and the Goon Map. You'd be right in thinking it does sound a bit like Reverend Beatman.
Yeah.
Same sort of deal.
Yeah.
On the same label, Voodoo Rhythm Records.
Okay.
What I want to know is, Tone, I've got to stop sniffing, is What is Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat? It's MySpace page.
MySpace.com/StinkyLouAndTheGoonMat.
It's Tony Four, poorly being internet nil. It's an unassailable lead. Hey. But I have noticed the show is beautifully parenthesised by punk this week. So don't go anywhere.
You talk pretty.
I do, don't I? Valentine's Day.
Oh, it is this week, isn't it?
Very soon.
Of course.
And
yeah.
What's your feeling about Valentine's Day, Tony?
Don't usually do anything on it. It's a bit of a...
Well, you haven't had a lot to do over the last
not
9 years,
really,
have you?
No.
But you have now.
Hallmark Day, isn't it? All that card business. But I quite like it. And I've got a girlfriend.
You quite like it now you've got a girlfriend. So yeah. Did you hate it until you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
And now you quite like
it
now.
There were booze-filled...
There were booze?
Internet.
What,
booze-filled, internet chat-filled nights for me.
I thought you meant I'd walk out in the street on Valentine's Day and everyone start booing.
Yeah.
There were booze. Boo, Tony, get back inside. Boo.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You're bringing us relationships down. But now you got one, fair enough.
Yeah.
I've never been one for Valentine's Day, really.
No?
Yeah, I think if you like someone, you shouldn't just let them know once a year.
Tell them every day but Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and on Valentine's Day, give them a fucking kick. Let's start. I'll start a fucking Facebook group.
Okay.
Kick your chick on Valentine's Day. Of course, Valentine's Day isn't February the 14th.
Isn't it?
We don't know who thought that up.
When is it?
It's made it February the 14th. I think someone just added that in because February's such a bad, rubbish month that everyone needed cheering up, not thinking that Valentine's Day would be fucking suicide central.
Yeah.
You know, the nights have drawn in.
Yeah.
It's cold, sleet, fog. You've got no money after Christmas.
No.
You wake up and go to work and it's dark. You come home and it's dark.
Yeah.
And then on February the 14th, you don't get any post. And it's block of ice, electric fire, bit of rope. No, Valentine's Day, apparently, because you know how I ask Elvis on Steve Wright Radio 2. I know him. I know the bloke.
Yeah.
I was listening to it the other day. I don't know whether it does still exist as a podcast. It did. I certainly managed to unsubscribe without meaning to. But it was just a short 3 or 4 minute podcast, which is good. I like it. It's a very good thing they do. Someone asked Elvis what the origins of Valentine's Day were. And Elvis did a bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
And discovered it's actually on May the 2nd.
Right.
Which is the day of St. Valentine of Girona or something.
Right. Okay.
And and that is Valentine's Day. And interestingly, that's my brother's birthday.
Right,
because interestingly, my brother's birthday is the 2nd of the 5th, and my birthday is the 5th of the 2nd.
Oh.
Although, if you're in America, my birthday's in May, and his is in February.
God, it's just getting confusing.
Can't help thinking I should have been American after all. Could have been a lovely spring birthday. Instead, no.
February.
Yeah, so anyway, that's when Valentine's Day actually is.
Ah.
Yeah. Nice. There was something else I was going to... Oh, can you just run through one or two of the ways people can listen to us, Dave?
Okay. Subscribing to us is the best through iTunes, people. If you can subscribe to us at iTunes, and if you've got music store installed, review us, please, if you can. 5 stars only, people.
I've reviewed us.
Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link even on there. Just hit that and you'll be taken straight to our Punky page on iTunes. So no excuses.
Not really.
You can listen to us through several online radio stations as well.
Or simply through your ears.
Or through your ears. Listen through your eyes. Go to...
And sing everything you see. I can sing a rainbow. Is that how it goes?
That's
sing a rainbow. No, you can sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow to me.
I remember two. Oh, we probably should sing it wrong incorrectly.
What do you remember two?
We can sing a rainbow too.
Oh, yeah, I know, but that's right.
Is it?
Listen with your eyes and sing everything you see. That's what I think it must be. You can sing a rainbow to me after it.
Right. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Go to huttyskunk.com.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and turd.
Nice. We're on three times a week, I think, on Hussyskunk. Hussyskunk.com.
Yeah. HUSSIESKUNK.
Three different times, 3 different days. Or wickedradio.org. We're on every night, basically.
Wicked Wild Radio.
New shows at the weekend and old shows in the week.
New shows?
Mm. The 9 p.m. Central Time, which is 6 hours behind us. I know that.
Yeah.
Or simply through our BT Podshow page. If you go to punkyradio.btpodshow.com, you can listen online there.
And you can get through to that page just through Punky Radio. Or if you go to Podcast Alley to leave a comment, you pick up the show there as well.
Yeah.
Or you can be on Second Life.
Apparently.
Which we need to find more out about. I still haven't. I told you, I can't work it out. Second Life is, I'm waiting for you to help me. Get in touch.
Yeah.
Thing is, most people on Second Life, they're going, send you an email? What is this? 2003? Keep up with the times, mofo.
Get with the now.
Get with the now and start being someone else in imaginary capacity.
Yeah.
We've got our own radio station. In, see, we didn't take the piss. We've got our own virtual radio station, Second Life. Mm. We haven't got one here.
No.
We're just in the Highwayman's Lodge this week. That's happened quite quickly. Well done, you. Next track. This is great, this. Right, I haven't been waiting a long time to play this because we have played a version of it before.
Right.
Leather Zoo left us a comment a week or so ago. Okay. And I got in touch with them and said, hey, long time no here, Leather Zoo. Why haven't you sent us a CD yet? They went, we've only just got it finished.
Oh.
I went, all right, let's have it. And they spent all this time, there's only five tracks on it.
Hmm.
Tell you what, all good though.
All right, cool.
But the one that I'm playing again, Fairy Punk Princess.
Is that on there as well?
Yeah.
Again.
But it's been redone and in my opinion, improved. Because you know when the original version, I went, this is just I want to be sedated.
Yeah,
it's kind of more than that now.
Okay.
And as I say, this show is in punk rock parentheses. There's also a real asymmetry to it because we've gone punk, lady singer, bit of garage blues, lady singer, finishing up with punk. Sometimes I'm wasted on this show.
Sometimes you are wasted. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. So, anyway, the CD is called Fleur-de-Lis, although it should be called Fleur-de-Lis, actually.
Right.
The correct pronunciation is Fleur-de-Lis, L-Y-S, but they don't stand in the way of either pronunciation or spelling.
No.
So they spell it Fleur-de-Lis. Interestingly, the lead singer, Mel, flashed you her tits, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Bless her.
I missed out on that one.
Nice tits.
Get on my tongue, okay, now. Well, what's the website for the tits? btpodger.com/n810. Whoa, look at the norks on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, they came into the studio where we had the show at the station that can't be named.
That's right.
And,
whilst they were outside in the coffee
While they were waiting to come in?
Yeah,
it was, wasn't it? While they were waiting to come in, because we were doing our nonsense, there's a big sort of double glazed window through into the hallway. Mm. And she just lobbed the top up and expressed the Gary's.
Yeah.
And I'd be back to her.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Didn't even see it in a reflection in the other window. Devastated. Never show me again, by the way.
No.
So, yeah, anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, what is the MySpace page for Leather Zoo?
MySpace.com/Leather Zoo.
It is. It's Tony Five, probably being the internet meal. I might as well just throw in the fucking towel now. This is a great song. This is really catchy, really good fun. Do check out their page. I'd say most of the bands this week should be in our MySpace.friends. Here goes. This is Fairy Punk Princess. Gonna go to college, get a PhD. Gonna get educated. Mother a career, then family. Gonna be emancipated. Stand and shout out my prophecy. Probably get rejected. Stand and fight for policy. Tell you something, she is not alone. That's great, isn't it?
And it isn't quite so much I Want to Be Sedated now,
no,
is it?
It's much better.
Yeah.
I don't mean then I Want to Be Sedated. I mean, it's an improvement on the original song we got sent.
Yeah.
It's been, they've gone in the studio with a decent producer and they've sussed it out. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Really like it. And they do quite well in Germany, don't they? And they has got that, yeah. And you can hear it. The kind of stuff they do.
Right.
It is very much for the sort of German punk market. I can see why they do well. Great band. And they gig over here from time to time, I think. Best thing to do, check out their MySpace page.
Were they from Sheffield? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sheffieldish.
Yeah.
They're okay. From Sheffieldish. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, just, I don't know what else to say, really. Just, like, go on their page, check them out, and send them a message and ask Mel to send them a photo of her tits.
Yeah,
we'll,
why not?
She likes to get them out. I can't believe I missed out on
that. Much, yeah, well.
Perhaps I could promise her something in return.
Yeah, what, send to many?
Yeah,
maybe.
Send to Melly.
Send to Melly.
Not send to Melly, send to Melanie. Of course.
Oh.
This is the Planet Smashers. They're rather spiffing. They're the only band that survived both weeks on under our new bed regime.
That's true.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not wrong. Right, this Friday. It's your birthday when?
Saturday. Yeah.
What are you doing for it?
Still don't know yet. Hopefully, maybe the beautiful Stephanie will surprise me with her big cake.
I'm glad you finished that off.
Or something, I don't know.
If she can find her way back from where she lives now, yeah?
Yeah, she got home eventually.
Did she?
Yeah.
How long did it take her?
She
8 days.
We left, well, 7 hours probably in total. But
I know you stopped at Watford Gap, but...
Yeah. I think it took her maybe 2 hours longer than it should have taken her.
Sounds about right. Mind you, it took me that long to get to fucking Penrith.
Yeah?
Didn't tell you about that, did I?
No.
God, dear. I did a gig at Cumbria University. Which is basically a shed full of posh people.
Right.
Near Scotland. Gave myself 5 hours. Got on the M6. M6 between junction 18 and 19. Closed.
Right.
A truck has turned over on the slip road with canisters of acetylene that had gone
right.
All over the slip road. Health and safety, more than my job's worth, said 200 metre radius to clean this up. Which took out both carriageways and both slip roads. Shut the old thing on a Friday afternoon, mate.
Jesus.
M6 screwed. I decided to take a detour at junction 16.
Yeah.
So did 450,000 other cars, right, who were being intercepted by cars and lorries who'd come off at junction 15, who were catching us a mile west of the M6. I sat there, and I screamed. And I, at one point, I had a little cry. Right, because I thought, even when I get out of this, I'm going to come out of Chester, just north of Chester on the M56.
Yeah.
I'm still going to have a long drive. I thought, even though I'm going to have a long drive. It took me 7.5 hours to get there.
Jesus.
Right, I was at the gig for an hour and a half. And then it took me 4.5 to get home. That's long time.
It's
nearly 13 hours.
How far is the M6 toll road from the M6?
What do you mean, how far is it from it?
It's a toll. I thought there's a toll version. I've never known geographically where it is
right.
When it comes to the M6.
All right. Well, you know me, Mr. Geography.
Uh-huh.
All right. The M6, right, runs through Birmingham.
Yeah.
Basically, it runs through the...
Birmingham to Glasgow,
but it runs through the north end of Birmingham.
Right.
And if you think about it, it's a dog leg. It's almost a right angle going west and then north.
Yeah.
Right, from the M6. Right. And when you get near Birmingham, everything grinds to a halt. In the words of the great Robert Smith. Right. They had a great idea. So let's build an M6 toll road that cuts up from just after Cawley services and cuts up to Stafford.
So it
completes the triangle. If you think about it, it's like the square on the hypotenuse of the blah de blah in the right angle triangle.
Mm.
It's the hypotenuse. This is very well described by me, in fact.
Yeah, yeah.
It is the hypotenuse to the other two sides.
Okay.
In the sum of the square of the two sides.
So it just meets the M6 at a later stage?
Yeah, it goes from one bit
right,
of the M6 to the other bit of the M6. It's just like, it's a shortcut, basically.
Right, okay.
And they charge you £4.50 for the privilege. Oh. Which, in the day, is worth it, but at night, you might as well do the extra few miles.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I've done that. It cost me £80 in petrol. £4.50 on the M6 toll. A year off my life. £5.50 for bloody sandwiches and a pasty.
Yeah.
Right, I got that, had a beer. Did he give me free? No, sir. Take off the agent's cut. Take off the tax. On the fee I got for it.
Yeah.
Less than minimum wage. I was on £4 an hour. Worked out. So depressing. Gig was great, though. Thank you very much to all the nice posh farmers of the University of Cumbria in Penrith. Here. See, it is. It's all complete with no eye.
Yeah?
It's with no eye land, Penrith, yeah. Where are you? I'm in Penrith. Yeah, so anyway. Cool. I demand to have some booze. So it took all that time, but at least I did get paid. I mean, she just got knackled. How do we get on to... Oh, yeah, I'm in Bracknell on Friday.
Okay.
Which is why I've thought of... What's his face? He's a twat.
Right. Roach. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm at South Hill Park. I'm in the cellar bar of South Hill Park Arts Centre. And it's great. It's great fun, but it's quite small. So if you do want to get in, you might have to either get a ticket in advance or show up early, basically. Right. But what I want to talk about just before we play the last song is I've now got the basic details for my trip to the States.
All right, yep.
Which is March the... I think it's the 12th to the 26th, I think.
Right.
Might be the 13th to 26th. First 4 days, I will be in LA.
Right.
So if you fancy meeting up with me, or if you're in LA, if you're a band or whatever... Actually, you know, the first 6 days, I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm there from... Yeah, hang on. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 5 days.
Right.
Right. I'm in LA. Staying with Ruby Breastnut.
Yeah.
It's going to be nuts. It's going to be breast nuts. And she was supposed to have some stuff for us. She's supposed to have our birthday horoscopes. Haven't come, no, sir?
No.
She'll be up to her eyes in gin again. I phoned her up, check it was all right to come.
Yeah.
Couldn't even speak.
No. Blimey.
She's little, the non-clairvoyant little. Yes, I was educated in India. Some sort of rubbish. So it's basically she's going to be my guide for the first few days, which can't be good. Yeah.
Dear Lord.
But there are options. If there's people around, particularly at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday,
yeah.
If you fancy meeting up, I'm up for it. If you want to go and show me your part of Los Angeles or whatever. Because obviously it's a huge, huge area. So yeah, just get in touch. Saturday night and Sunday, I'm not at a loose end. No. Rubes has said I can stay with her as long as I want. But I don't want to outstay my welcome with her, basically. Anyway, on the Monday, St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
I'm getting as far away from St. Patrick's Day as I possibly can. I'm flying to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Cool.
Where I'm picking up a car and I'm driving to Taos in the fucking Rocky Mountains, the bottom end of the Rocky Mountains, to meet up with Twilight and Thebes. Can you believe it? Oh man, it's going to be great. So I'm going to go meet up with Twilight and Thieves in Taos. Going to be there for 2 days, and we are going out for St. Patrick's Night in Taos.
Right.
So if you're in the North New Mexico area and you fancy having a beer with Paulie B on St. Patrick's Night, I'll be in Taos.
Nice.
I'm not in Taos.
In Taos.
I'll be going out, but I'll be in Taos. TOS. I'll be in Taos. Then the next day. Twilight and Thieves are taking me out into the desert. That might be the last day of my life ever. But they're taking me out into the wilderness to look That's at someone scary. In a yurt, shoot at some hippies. I think we're going hippie shooting.
Oh, wicked.
I think it's still legal in the States.
Oh, wicked. Nice.
Over here, of course, you can only hit them with cricket bats. Then I'm going to Santa Fe on Wednesday. I'll be in Santa Fe Wednesday night. I've booked into the Travel Lodge because I know how to fucking live in style. Again, if you're in Santa Fe, you want a beer, get in touch. Paulie B, punkyradio.com. Because I want to... Yeah. When I go to all these places, you know, if we've got one listener there, might as well meet them. Be a laugh, wouldn't it? Might as well, let's face it, let them buy me a beer. Then on Thursday, I'll fly to St. Louis from New Mexico. Bitch Slap Barbie doing a gig on the Friday night, which is Good Friday. They're doing a gig. Easter weekend. They're doing a gig on Good Friday in Cruising 66, which is where I went before with the barmaid with the big knockers.
Yeah.
Great place.
Yeah. Nice.
I had toasted ravioli.
Toast and ravioli? Or
toasted ravioli.
Really?
Toasted ravioli. Don't know what that means.
Don't even know what that means.
I'll say that. I'll probably get a job in the kitchen. And then I'm there till I'm only there till Easter Saturday, and then I fly back to. Oh, this is interesting. Fly back to Los Angeles, where I said I'm there for Easter Saturday, Sunday, Easter Monday. I don't think they all know what Easter Monday is. I don't think they have it. Not as such.
No, we just have like a bank holiday, don't we?
Yeah, but I don't think they have Easter Monday. And then I fly back on a Tuesday. So basically, I'll be in LA at the start and end of the trip, and in the middle of the trip, I'll be in Taos, Santa Fe, and St. Louis. Looking forward to it all. Thank you all so much to the people who've already said that I can stay with them or kind of bum a floor off them or just get on the floor and bum them. really, once I'm there.
Hey, why not?
When in Rome.
Yeah.
Bum people.
Apparently so.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, I'm in Athens.
Yeah. Okay.
it's all Greek to me. Yeah, so if you would like to meet me... Sounds so preposterous, but if you fancy meeting up for a beer while I'm there, do. Right, have I put the last song in?
I don't know, have you?
Don't think I have, mate.
No?
No.
No.
Right, what are you going to say this time?
Oh, don't forget you can visit our BT Podshow page. punkyradio.btpodshow.com, our home and lovely sponsors.
Has that got a link to the internet tablet on it?
It has, certainly has. You can sign up for Feed BT Podshow account. It works a little bit like MySpace, where you can add shows and people as friends, and you can dig all the shows and add comments. You can review shows, and if you are on BT Podshow, please do review us. We'll read out your review.
And it's you make your own radio station.
Make your own radio station, add your favourite shows to it. You can even host your own podcast on there, upload your shows and everything, that do most of the work for you.
In fact, this is a bit cheesy, but if you got BT Podshow,
yeah,
if you're on there and you've got the Nokia 810 Instant Tablet, you can basically use the Nokia like an iPod as well, can't you? Because you can just listen to podcasts because they stream on there. So.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
so you can listen to all your favourite podcasts through. Look at me, bloody! I have sold out.
Yeah,
it's appalling, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but make sure you do check out btpodshow.com/N810.
Yeah.
Right, last song. Okay. Handily done. Well done, Tone. That was quite professional by our standards. Crashed Out. Haven't played him for a few weeks.
Okay.
Again, it's another album that I've dug out from Captain Oi. This came out in 2005. We've played Fast and Loose. Well, I have. We've played Fat Punks Don't Pogo, which is where the Slow-Mo Pogo came from.
Yeah.
We've played I'm the Outcast. I think we played Freak Show off it. Right. I think we've played
a few.
Sink the Ink we've played, I think.
Have we?
Yeah. And this week we're playing track 4, Murder on Sunset Strip. This is from the album Pearls Before Swine. Tony, for 5 points, what is Crashed Out's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Hi, Crashed Out Punk.
No, myspace.com/COUK. Crashed Out UK. So it's ended up Tony 5, Paulie being the internet 5. It's fair, man.
That's fair enough.
It is fair. I didn't say it was for 6 points.
No.
That would have been taking the piss. And
it would have made a mockery of the whole thing.
This album is still on sale. You go to their MySpace page or go to CaptainOi.com. That's what I'm saying. Basically, this is track 4 from the album Pearls Before Swine. This is Murder on Sunset Strip, which is, of course, in Los Angeles, where I'm going soon.
No.
That's not the whole title.
Well, I'm finally here, so this is Hollywood. I stand and stand, taking the air. Sunset, it looks so good, but I won't go witness. I ain't seen nothing, man. Jump, I never saw no gun, and I never heard no... I don't wanna go downtown. I don't wanna be a
That's rather good, isn't it?
It's nice.
Really good. It's got metal undertones, that track, mate.
Yeah.
Metal undertones. I reckon that would go down very well on Open Grave Radio if we ever hear from them.
Who knows, eh?
Make sure you do tune in to us if you just fancy listening to us, like on a radio station, that.
Yeah.
To Wicked Radio or HustleSkunk.com. Because they're both great stations.
And they're full of punk all the other time.
They're young, drunk, and full of punk. They're great, you know?
Yeah.
I want to give you another chance to win the Hollywood Suicide T-shirt.
Okay.
Last week on the show, we said that as a gift, we were giving out a T-shirt that Hollywood Suicide very kindly sent us. Their album was produced by Pat Collier, who produced King Kurt's second album, Big Cock.
Okay.
Fine pedigree. That's all I'm saying. What I want to know is, where did I think they were from? Where did I think Hollywood Suicide were from? If you listen to the show regularly, we've mentioned it quite a few times now. If not, you just have to go back and listen to about three or four shows ago.
Probably less than
when we do talk about it.
It would have mentioned the show
notes. Or look at our MySpace comments. It's on there, isn't it? They've left a comment. Did they leave a comment for us on our MySpace?
I think they did, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're on MySpace, go down our comments. Because Hollywood Suicide give the answer away in a comment they left for us.
Yeah.
Send your answer to what did I say? It was Hollywood Suicide Competition.
Yeah.
To paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title of the email, Hollywood Suicide Competition. We'll give out the answers next week. Please vote for us at Podcast Alley. Please review us at iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Please buy three or four Nokia 810 internet tablets each.
If you can do.
Then we're going to Barbados. we'll stop doing fucking Punky. If you want us to give up Punky, buy a load of Nokia N810 internet tablets and then we're out of here, man. leave us a comment at MySpace at Podcast Alley. If you have a funny joke that you don't think I'll know or whatever, send it in to the Comedy Outskirts. Type your email, Comedy Outskirts. Similarly, Punky Radio. If you've got a twat,
email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.